Hello, I'm Monica calling from FIU. We're conducting a survey on resident perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. I need to speak to one of the adults responsible for the household. Would that be you?
Who are you calling from?
I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University.
Okay. All right. I would be the one.
Okay. Thank you. May I know if your home is a single-family home, townhome, apartment, or manufactured home?
Single-family.
Thank you. Do you own or do you rent your home?
Own.
Thank you. Can you please tell me what year was your home built?
1956.
56. Thank you. Have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property?
Metal roof, ties and straps, double pane, vinyl windows, and air conditioning, and, you know, central air and heat. I can't think of more.
No worries. Thank you. That should be enough. Okay. How many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1958.
Since 1958?
Uh-huh.
So it's been a while.
Yeah.
Let's see. That would be around 66 years. Wow. All right. Thank you.
No.
More than that?
56 from... 58 from 24, 86, so you're right.
Okay. Thank you. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? Tropical storm or
yes.
Category 1 through 5 hurricane?
Yes, both.
Yeah, okay. All right. Let me see.
Yeah, hurricane. Oh.
Okay. Which one is the last one you remember vividly?
Hurricane Michael. 2017?
I think it was. It was a Category 5.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was 2018. Okay. All right. Just a moment. This was Michael. Have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
Yes, this one.
That home, okay. And do you know what was the estimated damage in dollars?
Well, I don't know. Because we still haven't finished repairing we just got an outside repair a couple of years ago. And the inside is still waiting to be repaired. And I am guessing, I'm really just guessing, that it was, and I'm guessing because I can't figure out the insurance people, that it's 45,000 maybe.
Okay.
I think that's what they wrote the estimate for, but it, you know, it's been more than that as we go along.
All right. Okay. Thank you.
I mean, we were very fortunate.
Oh, yeah. I imagine. Okay. Can you tell me what were the primary causes of damage to your home? Was it debris in the wind breaking your windows, wind damaging your roof, ocean surge, floating?
Well, my mother had done the landscaping back in 1958 or whatever, and so we had trees all around. We lost 26 trees, but they laid down in a circle around the house. So it protected the house a good bit. So it was mostly from falling trees and wind.
And wind?
And
okay.
We had some water that came into the doors that ruined the floors. I mean, we were so fortunate. And then the roof.
The roof, yeah. Okay.
Oh, but the tree guys who took the trees out did more damage than they did an additional 20. $1,000 worth of damage to the yard.
Oh, okay. Okay, thank you. The next question is, how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards?
Terrified.
Would you say extremely vulnerable?
How vulnerable are we? Ooh, who knows? Because, you know, we never had a hurricane much until Michael, and that has just really frightened us. So let me think about that. Vulnerable. What are my choices?
The choices are extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable.
Well, somewhat vulnerable.
Okay. All right. Thank you. The next question is, if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare? The options are put up hurricane shutters, call the insurance company. If you think that you have enough preparation, then you can answer that you will not make any preparations.
So how would I prepare for it?
Mm-hmm.
I would pack my things up and get a plan to leave.
Okay. All right. Thank you. I'm typing in your response. Just one second.
Okay, sure.
Thank you. Okay, and when would you begin to prepare for... I'm sorry, when would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? When a hurricane watch is issued, when a hurricane warning is issued, or your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours?
A watch.
Okay, a watch.
I mean, we're handicapped. There's not a whole lot we can do.
I understand. Okay, next question. Considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourselves and your home from a hurricane damage? The options to answer are very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all.
Certain that we had the information about what to do?
Yeah, that's correct.
I think we're pretty certain that we have that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And may I know your top three sources of information? Options to answer include internet, radio, TV, newspaper, social media, or other.
About hurricanes or in general?
Oh, in general.
Okay. In other words, where do I get most of my information?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I have to stop and think about that. I guess TV, news, and weather.
Mm-hmm.
I go to primary sources, you know, like I would call, if I wanted to know about escape plans, I would call the office, the city office and county offices and ask about it. So primary sources that I would call. And that's my first line. That's my first line of information. If I know that I need something, then I go to primary sources. Secondly, I hear things on TV, news, and weather. And then I research myself. So I guess that would be internet research. Not Facebook, not that kind, but internet research.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Thank you. Okay. The next question is, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
For a hurricane right now?
Yes, for a hurricane.
What's the scale?
From 1 to 5.
A 4.
A 4? Okay.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot we can do except pick up stuff outside and... I know, let them be by shutters and all that stuff, which we've not done.
Okay, thank you. The next question is, have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane/storm, such as loss of income, cost of childcare, transportation costs, cost of food and other essentials, cost of insurance, cost of housing, property taxes, or other costs?
Handicap. Mobility.
Mobility? Okay.
Is our primary problem.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
It has not been in the past. I don't know if that's changed, but we are not in a flood zone. and we have not been in an evacuation zone. That might have changed since Michael, but I don't know.
Okay.
I guess I'll have to make a call to the primary source and find out. Because if it hits like a 3 or 4, you know, then we try to get out of town. We were not able to during Michael because I had leg surgery and, you know, had mobility issues, and so we went to a hotel and it came down around our ears. But generally, if it's going to be like a 3 or higher, we try to go in one.
Yeah. Okay, I understand. Thank you. The next question is, when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, if a hurricane warning is issued, if a Category 3 hurricane or stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Well, if there's a watch out, if it looks like it's coming here, we like to go a couple of days before it might get here.
Yeah.
I don't know how to put that into your answers, but it's a couple of, you know, we watch and we make motel reservations and try to leave if it's going to be 3 or more.
Okay, all right. Thank you. I know you said in the beginning that if you had to evacuate, you would go to another state or you would get on a plane, but exactly where would you go? Specifically to another state, to another location, as far as possible?
We drive, and as soon as we know what direction it's coming from, we go in the opposite direction. So actually what we do is, in the past, we have made motel reservations about 50 miles inland. In 2 or 3 different directions until we see exactly where it's coming, and then we cancel the ones where it's not coming and go to the one where. But that hasn't worked 2 times past because there was nowhere to go.
Right.
But
that's a good idea, actually. It is a very good idea.
but you know, Michael, it was covered everywhere, and, you know, so I guess we would just try to go inland 50 miles. Is generally what we try to do, like go to Dothan or Mariana or, you know, somewhere that's off the coast. Because they have tornadoes and everything. So it's just all very scary, especially the older we get.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. May I know how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
Okay. And do you know what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Yes, I just looked at it. The deductible for hurricane?
Mm-hmm.
The deductible for my hurricane has gone up to $10,700. It was, during Michael, it was $7,000.
Okay.
But everything's gone up.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, how confident are you that you could come up with that amount for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Well, I don't think confidence is the word.
If you would like, I can read you the options to answer.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, the first option is uncertain. I could come up with the full amount. I could probably come up with the amount. I could probably not come up with the amount.
Probably could.
Okay. Could.
Maybe,
okay.
Probably could.
All right. Thank you. But
it would be hard and tight.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I agree. How has your home insurance rate changed in the last, let's say, year to 3 to 5 years?
It has gone, this is last year, it has gone up $800. From last year to this year, it's gone up
$800. $800. Would that be more than 10%? No, that, right? That's between 1% and 10%.
Yes, it'd be more than 10%. Because it was
1200. Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was 1200. It was $1,200 last year, and it's $2,000 this year. So 10% of 1200 would be 120. So it's so it's gone up a lot more than 10%.
Yeah, you're right. Thank you.
More than 50%, because 50%.
More than 50. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. what would you say about the last 3 to 5 years? Has it always been that way, or do you feel like just the last year changed?
It has edged up. It has edged up slowly over the last, 5, 10 years.
Mm-hmm.
But reasonably slowly.
Okay. All right. Thank you. As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Did you try to navigate other insurance providers, increase the amount of the deductible, decrease your coverage, or did you just continue paying the higher rate?
I went and talked to the insurance agent last Monday,
mm-hmm.
and they are of no help, but they have a list of things that you can do to make your bill come down, and they tell you to get an inspector. And if I've got some of those things to prove it, and that they would give me a deduction on those things. And I had those things in the past, but now they're telling me that the approval is only good for every 4 years. You have to reinspect every 4 years. Isn't that bizarre? Isn't
wow.
that crazy?
Yeah.
So that's where we are. We're probably going to have to try to hire an inspector to prove that we've got some things like a metal roof. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
pay to put the metal, to replace the metal roof. And yet I have to go get an inspector to prove that I have a metal roof so I can get a deduction for it. That's just crazy.
I agree. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you're comfortable insuring? The options include 100%, 80%, 60%, less than 60%, or you don't know.
If I would insure it for less than...
its replacement value. Mm-hmm.
No, I want replacement value.
Yeah.
Okay. I would not insure it for less than replacement
yeah.
value unless I was out of money totally.
Okay. All right. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and homeownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or you would not move from your home?
I do not know. I mean, if it got to where I couldn't afford to be here, I guess I would move to... I don't know. I guess I would move somewhere where it was cheaper.
Right. Okay. Okay. Thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel their homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off?
Well, my mortgage is paid off, and it has been paid for since the 60s, I think.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So why would they drop insurance because they have no mortgage? They're willing to lose their home?
Yeah, it's like that.
They have money to rebuild anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
okay.
get that.
Yeah, this is just for some homeowners. But yeah, one of the options does include that you have paid your mortgage off and you would still pay your
insurance
policy.
Okay, yes, I would.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Options are federal government, state government, local government, or government should not be involved in recovery efforts.
Oh, my, I don't know. I guess government is involved because it helps you do things. Government is supposed to help you do things that you cannot do for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it would be FEMA's national, and then there are local and state grants. I guess it would be everybody.
Yeah.
I guess everybody
okay.
should help.
All right. Thank
because
you.
if one place breaks down, it affects the whole. So.
Okay. Thank you. All right.
I'm
next
sorry.
Question.
Yeah.
It's all right. No, it's all right.
Not a very good interview. I'm sorry.
No, you're doing a great job. You've been delightful, so no, thank you.
Okay.
On a scale from 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
Oh, I don't have a clue. Maybe 3.
Okay. This is another statement related to the same question. That local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk?
Oh, that land use takes it into account. Oh, they are so crummy about that. No, I'm going to say 1.
1?
Because
okay.
they're building this mega $1 million stuff out on the beach, and as soon as the hurricane comes, that's going to be
gone.
Yeah.
Another statement. The new development take into account hurricane wind risk.
Say that again.
Sure. That new development take into account hurricane wind risk. Same if you have no confidence or reasonable confidence or very high confidence.
Wind, W-I-N-D?
Yeah, W-I-N-D, yeah. Wind.
Oh,
yeah.
I'm going to say 1 because those things sitting on the beach or that, you know, wind is going to take them out. The wind is
just. Yeah, would you think the same for flood risks?
So I'm going to give it a 2 on flood because they do in the outlying counties try to help a little bit on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And the last statement for this question, that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
3.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. Now I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. We're almost done. Thank you for bearing with me. But do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Do I think my property will be affected? When I did research back 10 years ago, by 2035, all the property around me will be underwater.
Wow.
I know.
Okay.
And so I have to have a boat because you can't get past the highways. 231 is underwater. All the highways out of here are underwater at some place. So you have to have a boat to get somewhere.
You said 2035?
That's what it says. On the NOAA maps and stuff.
We must be getting a boat, right?
The what?
We must be getting a boat then.
Yes, we must.
Yeah.
We must.
Okay. Now the next question. Would you consider selling your home in the private market as part of a government buyout program or neither?
It would depend on how much of a risk, how much of a threat I'm under.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I mean, the amount of threat would determine a yes or a no.
Okay.
Because this is our home. I mean, this is our our roots and our... We were military, and this is where my parents settled after retirement. We went through high school, and, you know, this is the only roots we have. So, and we don't have extended family, so... You know, the house is very important to us, but if it were under, I mean, if we were going underwater, yeah, we'd sell it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
But if they
Next
just
question.
Want to mow it down, we would not.
Okay. If the government were to take action on sea level rise, how should they fund those initiatives? Increase income taxes, increase property taxes, increase both income and property taxes. No action should be taken, or if you have any other suggestions.
Well, they can stop wasting money and use the money they already have first. And that would be income taxes, but not to increase them. See, they got a lot of money that they're throwing around that, you know, every time you turn around, they're giving a billion here and a billion there. So they need to be transparent about what they have and use it for our survival. And then after that, if they need more, then it should be an income tax thing, I think, because it's going to affect the whole world. I mean, it's going to affect the whole country.
Right.
So it should be income tax. Okay. Right. Or they can have a special, wait, they can have a special, do you want to live tax?
That's another good idea. You see, you're a great candidate for service.
That's a better answer. That they would, you know, use what they have and then do it, do you want to live tax?
We wouldn't complain for that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Next question. Most of Florida coastal areas have a very low elevation above sea level. I'm sorry, under 10 meters above sea level, and are especially vulnerable to flooding associated with storm surge. How concerned are you about flooding in your area?
Well, when Michael came, we had places in our neighborhood that flooded, which just shocked me. Our lot happens to be higher than much of the other lots, than many of the other lots in our neighborhood. And we are about 2 miles from the bay, and the bay will flood up, you know, up. So, I mean, that was a Hurricane 5, so I don't know if it would get any worse than that. So what's the question? How concerned am I?
The middle answer is somewhat concerned.
Would you feel comfortable with that?
Yeah. Okay. All right. And when, I know you said that you have been there your whole life, most likely it was not you who purchased your home, but which characteristics do you think are the most important when purchasing a home?
What is the question?
The question is, when you purchased your home, which characteristics were the most important?
Which factors were the most important?
Characteristics, the options to answer are neighborhood, schools, crime, taxes and fees, flood zone, proximity to other family. So, yeah, characteristics.
Oh, all of it. But it was primarily neighborhood, because I remember when my dad came in and bought it. It was neighborhood, price, schools. Neighborhood, price, schools, and all of the other factors, I'm sure, as well.
Right.
But okay. The primary ones were neighborhood and price of the house.
Okay. Thank you. All right. I think I already know the answer to this one, but I need to ask, how long do you plan on living in your current address?
Hopefully for the rest of our lives, hopefully.
Okay. All right. Thank you. And finally, I just have a few general background questions and we will be finished. May I know your age?
In September, right now I'm 77.
77? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And I have to ask, what is your gender? Are you female, male,
female.
Or other?
Okay. Female.
Thank you. Including yourself, how many people live in your household?
Two.
Okay. Are any under your sister? Are any under 12 years old? I think it's, that's a no. Okay. 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 Are you both 65 or in order?
She's 78. No, wait a minute. Maybe I'm 76. 47. No, I'm 77. So
okay.
She's 79.
All right. How many cats do you have?
Two, and then there's six that have come up in the yard. Oh, my God.
Oh, they're lovely. I have three cats.
Oh, I wish you could take some of these. I think they're all the same litter, and they're just starving to death.
Oh, really?
So I put out some food, and that was a bad thing to do.
Oh. All right. Next question. What is your marital status?
Single.
Cool. Thank you. And what is the highest grade of school completed by an adult member of your household?
PhD.
All right. Thank you. Okay. And are you of Hispanic/Latino descent?
No.
No. Okay. And what racial groups do you identify yourself with?
Caucasian.
Thank you. And what language is most spoken in your home?
English.
English. And only if you want, can you tell me what's the income range of your household?
Let me think, because I always have to add it up again. Hold on. It's,
okay.
I think we usually say 65 to 70,000.
Yes, I have an option which is 50,000 to less than 75. So yeah, that would be there.
Yeah, that's good. Okay.
All right. Okay. Those were all the questions I had. I know you said you were not a good candidate for service, but you've been delightful. I've really enjoyed speaking with you today, and I appreciate your time.
Well, you've done really well too, and I appreciate it. And because I used to teach in college, and I know how important these things are to y'all, so I hope it was helpful.
No, thank you. You were super helpful. Thank you. You too. Have a good one.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.